presenting Frank Watanabe and the Honorable Archie. Watanabe and the Honorable Archie have returned from Mexico, where they were forcibly imprisoned by the gangster Martin. However, with the aid of Captain Scudder and his men, Frank and Archie were rescued and Martin was captured and handed over to the police. This venture was undertaken in order to clear the name of the gangster's sister, Cleopatra, with whom the Honorable Archie is in love, and who is being held as Martin's accomplice in a bank robbery. As we look in at Archie's apartments now, we find that he is giving a little dinner for Messrs. Hipplewater and Scudder. Listen.
Yes, Archie boy. I repeat, it was glorious of you to give this dinner in our honor.
I don't think there's anything glorious about it, Hipplewater. I mean, giving a little dinner to a couple of fellows to whom one perhaps owes one's life.
Yes, sirree. Me and my crew, they brave sailors, saved your life, Archibald. Ain't no two ways about it. Pass the butter.
Oh, I think you did, because that man Martin was desperate, and he had no intention of allowing Frank and me to escape to tell where he was hiding.
Yes, sir, that's right, yes.
And he certainly would have had to dispose of us in some way, wouldn't he?
Oh, sure, sure. He'd have disposed of you by bumping you off, as they say in the gangster vernacular.
Vernacular, Scudder, I think.
Yeah, well, that's one way of saying it, yes. Say, where's the coffee?
Coffee, yes. Frank?
Yes, ma'am, please?
Coffee ready?
Oh, no, please, on the brushes. I'm very too busy just now boiling the coffee, you know.
Well, when will it be ready?
Oh, you got so?
Oh, that's fine. Well, bring it in and my cigars.
Excuse, please, on the brushes.
What is it?
I just said, well, bring in the cigars at the same time, don't you think so?
No, that's all right. Just bring them in.
Yes, ma'am, all right. Here coming the coffee.
Oh, that's fine.
Say, Archibald, didn't I hear ask the goonie for cigars?
Yes, isn't that a good idea?
Yes, it is, Archie. Yes, yes.
Good. Will you have cream with yours?
Archie boy, I fear you are a sixes and sevens. Scudder as much as said that he would have a cigar, and you said, will you have cream with it?
I meant you, Hipplewater.
Oh, well, yes. Oh, two lumps.
Frank, that's fine. Well, bring the matches, Frank, will you?
Yes, but we ain't got no cream on it, but Archie.
Cream, Hipplewater?
On my matches, Archie?
No, I mean, sorry, I meant small black, Scudder?
Yes, a small little black cigar's all right. Yes, yes, yes.
That's fine. Well, pour out a cigar for Mr. Hipplewater, Frank.
Yes, Mom, but we ain't got no cream on it, but Archie.
Oh, do you care about cream, Scudder?
No, Archie. Well, yes and no. Yes and no.
That's fine, Frank. Half and half.
Archie boy, I'm the one who does not drink cream. Yes, I'm the one who's reducing. And cream is fattening, Archie boy.
Yeah, it is. You're right, Hipplewater. I think we'd all better do without cream.
Yes, that's a good point, Archie boy, eh, Scudder?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'll just take a cigar and call it the even. Yes, well, yes.
Oh, fine. Will you? Frank, you better bring in the cigars.
All right, but we ain't got no cream on it, but Archie.
Oh, why didn't you say so? That's what's been upsetting everything.
Yes, it has. Throw the little goony plummy out the window, Arch. Plum, I say.
Well, it's no use doing that, Scudder. He behaves like that practically all the time, you know.
Yes, in that case, Archie, it would become monotonous to keep throwing Watanabe out the window day after day. Yes.
No, quite. He staggers about here in a constant blither, you know.
Who, Arnabarachis? Me, please?
Yes, of course, you.
Oh, thank you. Now what we're having, dear sirs and gentlemen, we're having coffee and cigars, I trust and hope.
Well, let's have both.
All right, then I will pouring you out the second cup. Thank you.
Quite well. Oh, and Mr. Hipwater's on a diet, so we'll all go without cream.
Oh, holy sakes of Moses. I have be wired that we ain't got no cream on it, but I just...
Oh, there he goes again. I say frightfully vague, isn't he?
Yes, he is, yes. Say, if you got an extra cigar, what ain't working, I can use her, shipmate.
Oh, here you are, Scudder. There you are, pass the box.
Yes,
there
yes. Oh, there was right here. Yes, I see him there. Yes.
That's nice.
Kind of fancy box you got there. Yes, I believe I'll knock off my boots and twiddle my toes while we all smoke out the facts. Yeah. Anyway, I use them shoes with elastic sides.
That's
and just
fine.
Kick them off.
That's
well, light up, man. Let's light up here.
Yeah, let's all get comfortable and spend a quiet bachelor evening and look back on our somewhat tenuous adventure.
Hold the light there.
In Mexico,
yes,
shall we?
The light.
That was a great time. I love
it. Yes, boys, it was grand and glorious. A glorious adventure. Yes, and it gave me a glorious reason for getting away from my Dovikins, my wife, whom I call my little pigeon. Yes, you see, boys, my wife has been very irritating of late.
Yes, well, of course, the best of wives become irritating at times, you know.
Oh, yes, yes, they do, shipmates, is what I say. Mighty irritating.
Of course, there's no question about it. Women annoy people.
Oh, yes, Archibald. But don't get the impression, boys, that I do not love my wife, my Dovikins, whom I call my little pigeon. She's the best little woman in the world. Yes, but, yes, there is a but.
Of course, in 9 cases out of 10 where wives are concerned, there is a but.
Yes, sir, there's always one of them. And there's...
Great, Scott.
Quite. What is the but in your particular case, Hepperwater?
Well, boys, as you know, my present wife is my third. And she is a little younger than I. Yes, a little.
Is that the but?
No, Archiboy.
What is there between you, about 30 years?
Well, Archiboy, in round numbers, no. But being rather on the young side, my wife, my Dovikin...
Whom you call little pigeonette?
Yes, being young, she is rather of the romantic type. Yes, the young and romantic. And she is always reading love stories, and she irritates me considerably by expecting me to be exactly like the hero in every book she reads, Odd Bodkin.
Well, after all, that should be easy. All you have to do is to find out what your wife's reading and act accordingly.
I do that very thing, Archie. For instance, when my wife was reading The Life of Napoleon, I strutted around the house with one hand in my vest, thus, and the other hand behind my back, with a lock of hair over my brow. And I continually addressed her as my Josephine.
Well, that's fine. Well, what's she reading now?
That, Archibald, is a very embarrassing question. Hmm? She is reading Romeo and Juliet, and I feel extraordinarily foolish wearing pink silk tights and an ostrich plume in my hat. And entering my bedroom by the balcony.
All you have to do is to stop her reading Tarzan of the Apes.
That's a good one, Art. Yes, it is. Imagine Hippowater, a 300-pounder, wearing tiger-skin panties, and a yelling like a forest goonie.
Frank?
Yes, Mom?
Wouldn't it be better if you went into the kitchen?
No, please. More better I stopping here and heard happy fun words, you know.
Your place is not to hear happy fun words, Frank. It's extremely bad form for a servant to listen to a conversation and then join in the laughter that ensues.
Oh, yes.
Anything you hear should make no impression on you, or if it does, well, you should forget it.
But how can forgetting those impression of Mr. Hippowater running round his furniture, committing Tarzan noises and kind of stuff?
Cut
him out.
That's
there.
The finish, Frank. Kitchen, you know. Kitchen, off you go. Kitchen.
All right. Oh, I bow my stomach at you 3 or 4 times, Mr. Hippowater. So sorrow, so sorrow. So.
All right, so. Frank. All right, you.
All right. I think more better I reserving myself in my room, my bedroom, and listen at the radio on the barrage. Is that all right?
Oh, yes. Buzz off.
Yes, Les, get buzz out off. There. Go on. Clear the decks. Let's clear the decks, man. Say, now this here wife proposition. When it comes to handling women, I take the cake, shipmates. Yes, I do, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, by the by, there was something I wanted to tell you, too.
Yes, Archibald.
Yes, go on ahead. You take the floor, Arch. What experience have you had with women? Go on ahead, Arch.
Well, let's forget the ladies for a moment, shall we? This is apropos of our capture of Miss Martin's brother.
Yes, Archibald.
I had a visit from the chief of police.
Do tell, Arch.
Yes, and he personally congratulated me in the handing over to them of this desperate man, Martin.
Well, Flapdoodle, did you keep on repeating to the chief of police that it was me and my crew of brave sailors what really did the catching? Did you, Arch?
Yes, of course, I gave you all the credit, Scudder.
Well, then that's all right, then. Well,
quite, and I waived all claims to the reward of $3,000 and told the chief I should support your claim.
And I show the beauty of my nature by waiving all claims to the reward. Yes, I'm beautiful.
Yes, well, then that's all right, then.
But I do think, Scudder, however, that as the expedition was my idea, and I knew where this bandit was, and I gave you the opportunity to earn a reward of $3,000, I say I do feel that you should cancel all charges against me for the hire of your boat and your crew.
How come, shipmate?
Well, don't you think it's a fair thing to regard the expenses of the boat as an offset against the reward, all of which you're taking?
Well, say, now you just looky here, Archibald Chittlebury. An arch with an eye with a bald eye and a chisel.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, sir. You made me a deal with me, Archibald. You engaged me. You chartered my boat with my crew. Yes, sir. And I agreed on a price, and you agreed on a price to take you down to Mexico, and I got you there and back just as I said I would. And if that ain't a deal, then go on, go to work and call me a monkey's uncle. Go on, call me a monkey's uncle.
Oh, I don't want to mess about calling you a monkey's uncle, but you amaze me, Scudder.
Yes, well,
but anyhow, I'm not going to argue. I won't argue.
All right, then, that's just what I want. Well, if you don't want to argue, then let's not argue. You agree, then, don't you?
Oh, yes. I do.
Yeah, you say one thing one time, another thing another time. You told me in Mexico that you wouldn't take a nickel of that there reward on account of it being blood money and on account of you being in love with the bandit sisters, what you said.
Yes, sir, that's all right. If you can't see my point, simply send me your bill, Scudder.
I got it right here in my pocket. Yes, sir, here she is.
All right, very well. I'll look at it present and let you have a check.
Archiboy, what has become of Miss Martin? And no doubt you have abandoned all thought of ever marrying her, keeping my daughter, my fair daughter, Cynthia, in mind. Yes, you've abandoned Miss Martin, Archiboy.
Oh, no, I have not in the least. Oh, dear, no. I saw her yesterday, and she's terribly upset about the capture of her brother, so much so that she's gone away for a few days. She can't bear to see me or, in fact, to see anybody.
Mm-hmm. Does she know that you were the man responsible for locating her brother's hideout and his subsequent capture, Archiboy?
Well, no, she doesn't.
Yes, what would she say if she knew it, Arch?
I don't know, and I'm not going to risk telling her. I'm allowing her to think that the police did it without my help.
Yes, but no doubt Miss Martin's brother will tell her, Archie.
No, he won't have the chance. You see, the police won't allow them to meet. They want to get their separate stories.
Yes.
It appears the man is a most frightful character. Violent, you know, and the type that will stop at nothing.
Odd, Barton.
The chief of police told me that this man is only living now for vengeance on those who brought about his capture.
Hmm.
In fact, he said that if it's the last thing he does, he'll find out where I live and get us all.
Oh, he did, hey?
Yes.
Well, he ain't going to have no chance to get nobody now. He's locked behind them bars.
Well, that's true, and of course there are so many crimes against him that the police expect him to be in prison for the rest of his life.
Oh, sure, sure, he will. But Flapdoodle, even if he was out, I say, I'd walk plumb up to him and smack him plumb in the beezer. Plumb, I say.
Good heaven.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, sir.
Well, personally, naturally, I'd love to have the chance to give him a jolly good thrashing, man to man.
Yes, I too would relish meeting the scoundrel. I would thrash him within an inch of his life, boys.
Oh, rather, of course you would. That's
news, please, Ronnie Burrages.
Oh, what is it, Frank? What do you want now?
Hot, hot news on radio. Very hot scorch from radio, please.
Well, what is it, what?
Those gangster, Mr. Martin, has burst out of prison.
What?
Well, there it is.
A prison break?
Yes, a radio bulletin. Martin has escaped.
Well, great Scott, boys. I just thought I have an appointment at the Turkish Baths.
Well,
here, wait for me here for a while. I'll go with you.
Frank, I think I want a change of air. I'll sleep at my club tonight.
Oh, what's matter, every gentleman I embark?
Will you take a toothbrush and pop over to your cousin's for the night,
yes,
Frank, too, will you?
Yes, I rush out with you, Scudder.
Come on, Frank. Come on, let's get out of the back way quickly.
Now the makers of Graco shirts and Endlock ties have developed from their 35 years experience in the neckwear business the very latest in a tie rack. This rack is made of metal and can be fastened to any closet door or piece of furniture. And it is so easy to obtain one. Purchase a Graco Endlock tie. Remove the paper band and send it together with 10 cents to Graco, care of this station. And one of these handsome racks will be sent to you immediately. Remember, Graco, spelled G-R-A-Y-C-O, care of this station.